Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Let's read through the text, then we'll pray. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this beautiful word. God, our world is full of grief and sorrow and sadness, God. But what we desire is to be happy. And so I pray, dear Lord, that we would find happiness in Jesus Christ today. That we would find happiness in your word, God. That we would follow the instruction that is set before us today, and that we in our life would make the right choice. So God, I pray that you just be with us, free us from our worries and distractions today. I pray that your Holy Spirit would just help us to hear from you, and all for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen. Life is full of choices, some serious, some not so serious, but we make choices every day. If you ever go to Baskin-Robbins, you got 32 choices. Now, there's really only one right choice. There's 31 wrong choices. There's one right choice, chocolate. That's the right choice, and you got 31 wrong choices. But we all got choices, even now. Just yesterday, I think, college football season kicked off. It's hundreds, maybe. I don't know how many college teams. It's a lot. You got a choice. Which team are you going to root for? Which team is the best? Well, we all know the right choice. It's LSU. I'm just joking. Everybody knows it's Ole Miss. Except for you Mississippi State fans, right? There's lots of choices, and we don't always agree on the choices, but we are faced with choices all the time. But really in life, we really only have two choices that matter. There's only two options that we can choose between, and that's, I think, what this psalm is about in some way. It's about making choices. What's the choice? Here's choice number one. Are we going to follow the ways of the wicked? Are we going to follow the paths of sinners? That's choice number one, to live in disobedience to what God calls us to. Or are we going to live in obedience to God? Are we going to delight in the Lord and His instructions and obey Him? Those are our two choices. To simplify it even further, are we going to do what is right, or are we going to do what is wrong? That's a choice that we are faced with multiple times every day. That's a choice that matters. What kind of ice cream you like, it doesn't matter. If you don't like chocolate, I'll pray for you, but it's okay. You're not going to hell for that. But there are choices that do matter. There are choices that do separate us from God. Are we going to choose sin, or are we going to choose the Lord? Are we going to choose what's right, or are we going to choose what's wrong? What does the first one say? How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers? Okay? So you're happy if you don't make the wrong choice. But what if you make the right choice? You're happy. Here's the right choice. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. Now, let me ask you a question today. It's an easy one for you to answer. Are you happy in life? Maybe you are, and maybe you're not. If you're not happy in life, then this verse may be the key to all of your problems. Because happy is the man, or the woman, who delights in the Lord and follows His instructions. Now, if we're living in obedience to God, there's a certain joy and a certain happiness in our life. Even when things are really tough, even when life is hard, there can still be some happiness in our life if we are living in obedience to God and delight in His words and His instructions. If you're not happy today, then I think the opposite of what is stated is true. If you're not happy, it's because you're walking in the ways of evil. That is, you're making the wrong choices. You're choosing things that do not bring you joy. And there's a lot of things that we think bring us joy, that we think will make us happy. And you know it. I could go through, if we had time, I could ask everybody in there, has there ever been something you thought would make you happy and you got it and it didn't make you happy? We probably all have things like that. We think, okay, if I just get this new house, I'm going to be happy. If I just get this cool new car, I'm going to be happy. If I get this new gun, or if I get this new boat, or if I get this new technology, or if I get married, or if I have a kid, or if I, whatever. The list goes on and on and on. And not every one of those things I mentioned, none of them are bad in and of themselves. But the problem is that we think that those things are going to make us happy. And so we continue to make wrong choices, bad choices in all the other areas, thinking that if we just have the next thing, it's going to make us happy. But that's not where our joy comes from. Happy is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord. That's the right choice. So God gives us choices all the time. God's Word says, hey, here are some things that are right and good for you to do, and here are some things that are not good for you to do. You got the choice. If you make the right choice in the ways of God, you're going to be happy. If you're not happy today, then praise the Lord that we're here to look at this psalm. Because maybe the source of our unhappiness comes from our bad choices of living in sin. But there's good news today. There can be joy and happiness in your life through Jesus Christ if we would choose Him and choose to live in obedience to what God says. So we have to look at our life. Okay, well, what are some bad choices that I'm making? Okay, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. My attitude's not right. I'm thinking in ways that I shouldn't think. I'm just involved in stuff that I shouldn't be involved in. And we keep making those choices. Maybe today's a good time for you to reflect. Maybe the Lord brought you here for that purpose because it's already on your heart and you feel that burden. And maybe today you need to say, you know what? I'm not going to make that choice anymore. I've made this choice time and time again. And we make these bad choices and we say, I just don't understand why I don't feel good anymore. I don't understand why I'm always having a bad attitude. I don't understand why I'm always stressed. I don't understand. Well, maybe the problem is that we're making sinful choices. That affects us physically, emotionally, spiritually. It has an effect on us. So we have a choice today. We can do what is right and live in obedience to God, or we do what is evil. It's going to cause heartache and pain and suffering in our life. So the choice is set before us. He calls us, the psalmist does here, to seek the Lord. What does he say at the end of verse 2? He says, instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it night and day. Okay, so the happy person is delighted in the Lord's instruction. For us, where do we get that from? In the Word of God. How happy is the one who delights in the Word of God and meditates on it night and day. Now, when we talk about meditate, I'm not talking about sitting with your legs crossed going, hum. That's not what I'm talking about. Now, there are people in the world that follow all kind of meditation and do all kind of crazy stuff. To meditate simply means just to stop and to pause and to think about the Word of God. Now, we need to be in the Word of God. You need to read the Word of God. You need to get in the habit of reading the Word of God. Now, I understand that we don't want to just do anything just for the sake of doing it. Just say, oh, I read God's Word today. Let me check that off. But we need to get in the habit, and even if we get into the habit for the wrong reason of just checking the box, maybe even still we can hear from the Word of God. We need to be in the habit of reading God's Word. We need to want to hear God's Word and to listen to God's Word, but we want to meditate on God's Word. God's Word does not do us any good if we just read words on a page and go on about our business. It doesn't do us any good if we hear a sermon and we hear God's Word and we don't pay any attention to it. We need to meditate on what we read. It's not a competition. It's not like, oh, I've got to read 20 pages in my Bible today. It'd be better to read one verse and meditate on it for 20 minutes than to read 20 verses and not think about it. And so we need to meditate on the Word of God. You need to pray for you read the Word of God. Say, God, I need you to help me to understand this. Some scriptures are tough. There's some scriptures that make us think a little bit. There's some scriptures that we say, I don't know what that means. There's other scriptures, we read them and they pierce to our heart instantly. And we say, whoa, that's talking about me. If that ever happens, that's a good time to meditate. That's a good time to stop and say, God, wow, your Word is talking about me right here. And just stop and think about what that word means and how it applies to your life. Maybe it's a call to repentance. Maybe it's a call to rejoice. Whatever it may be, God's Word speaks to us in a variety of different ways, but so many times we are too busy to stop and listen to it. But we need to take a moment in our life, maybe multiple moments throughout our day, that we stop and we read the Word of God, and we think about the Word of God. And we got to set aside a time to do that. Because if we don't make time for that, then we won't meditate on it. Because as soon as we get through reading it, the next thing is coming up. Oh, I got to get the kids to practice. Oh, I got something at the church. Oh, I got something at work. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got a water pipe busted at the house. Whatever. There's always something. As soon as we read it, the devil is always there to yank that word away from us so that we don't grow in it. But God's desire is that we meditate on His Word and think about it and just soak it up and live by it and live on it. Verse 3. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. So this is what we're compared to in the psalm. The godly man or the godly woman is like a tree that's got plenty of water. Now, there is one thing that everything in the whole world needs to survive. It's water. You have got to have water. If you're a human, you go 3 days without it, you're going to be in bad shape. You're not going to make it very long. We have to have water to be sustained. And this idea and this language, this imagery, it's not just here, but throughout the scripture that is symbolic language that we are like a tree. And we need to be soaking up the Word of God, the presence of God, the love of God, the grace of God. God needs to be in our life that we're soaking that up because that's what's going to sustain us. Now, I was doing some research this week about trees and their need for water. I was amazed at how much water a tree needs. I was also amazed at how much water falls on the ground. Did you know this? That if you have an acre of land and 1 inch of rain falls on that acre of land, did you know that that is 27,154 gallons of water? Did you know that? That's a lot of water from 1 inch of rain. Did you know that in 1 square mile... that if an inch of rain falls, you're not going to believe how much water falls. 17.4 million gallons of water from 1 inch of rain. That water falls from heaven. It is given to us from God, and it hits the ground, and it soaks into the ground, and it goes deep into the ground, and it is necessary for everything to be sustained, even the trees that we see. Now, you may say to yourself, that's a lot of water. How could anything ever drink that much water? Well, I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to tell you about some trees that you may know. This is incredible information. This will be on the test, so y'all remember this. All right, here's some facts for y'all. The mesquite tree. Now, I don't know if we have those around here or not. Mesquite tree, a good, healthy, mature mesquite tree, can soak up 25 gallons of water per day. That's a lot of water for a tree, 25 gallons a day. A poplar tree can soak up 50 gallons of water a day. An oak tree can soak up 100 gallons of water per day. Pine tree, 150 gallons of water a day. Those big giant sequoias, some of y'all have probably seen those before. They can soak up 500 gallons of water in a day. And listen to this, a cypress tree can soak up 880 gallons of water in a day. And our land, our earth, is full of these trees and many more. And to make a good and healthy tree requires a lot of water. But what happens when there's not a lot of water? Well, there's a lot of water in the ground. It takes a little while to soak up 17.4 million gallons in a square mile. But you go for a while without rain, a week, in a month, 2 months. Trees are pretty resilient. They can hold up for a while, but as many of you probably remember, a few summers ago, we had a really bad drought. We went a long time without rain. And what do we see all around now? See a lot of dead trees. Why? Because they did not have a source of water. But some survived. Some trees survived. And do you know why they survived? Because they had a root system that reached far enough into the earth that they could reach the source of water and the source of life. The psalmist says that we who trust in the Lord are like a tree who is firmly planted with its roots right in the source of living water. And the scripture says that Jesus is that source of living water. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38 says, "On the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, 'If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him.'" If we do not have the Lord in our life, we are in trouble. We are not going to be a healthy tree. We are going to be a tree that is going to die. We are going to be a tree that does not produce fruit. The one who trusts in the Lord is like a tree who produces fruit. But what did Jesus say in the New Testament? He said of the tree that does not produce fruit, it should be chopped down and thrown into the fire. So what kind of fruit are you producing today? Are you rooted in the Lord? Are you deeply rooted in the Lord? Because there are going to be some droughts that are going to come in your life. There are going to be some seasons that are going to be dry. But look, you can look up online. This is true. There are trees in the middle of the desert. There won't be nothing else around. And every once in a while, you'll see a tree that is thriving in the middle of the desert. And do you know why? Because it's got roots that are deeply ingrained into the middle of the earth where it can be sustained by water that flows from within. And so it will be for you and I, that we are to be trees that grow and produce fruit, that we are to be those who meditate on the Lord, that we are to be those who are well rooted in the Lord, that we have made the right choice in our life, that we have chosen Jesus Christ. Some of you are thirsty today. You may know it, you may not know it. You may have been living this life with all of its struggles and its strains and its difficulties, and you've just been trying to find happiness in all the ways of the world, and you have failed. But I want to tell you today, your soul is thirsty for Jesus Christ. You may not know it. You may be dying right now. You may be in the middle of a drought in your life. But I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ has died on a cross for you so that you can come and drink from Him, the source of our living water. So that you can be well rooted in Him today. Are you well rooted in the Lord today? Maybe you know Jesus Christ, but maybe you hadn't been meditating on His Word and living by it. Maybe you've been making the wrong choices. Maybe you're not happy today because you've been choosing sin, and maybe today you need to choose Jesus Christ. For happy is the one who delights in the Lord's instruction. Do you delight in the Lord's instruction? Does God's Word mean anything to you? Is it just something you come once a week to church just to hear me read it so you can mark it off your list and go on? Or is God's Word something that you desire and you hope for and you just reach down, you want to be well-rooted in it so you can get all the nutrients out of it so you can thrive and be one who produces good fruit? If we're looking for happiness in our life today, it can only be found in Jesus Christ. What are you rooted in today? Maybe today it's time to make better choices. Maybe you've been choosing the world. Maybe today it's time to choose Jesus. Maybe you've been choosing sin, but today it's time to choose the Son of God. Maybe today you're in the midst of a drought in your life. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, I think the quickest way for us to get back healthy again is to be in the Word of God. And there we find the news that we need, that the source of our life, that the source of our strength comes through Jesus Christ. There's living water available to us today. And praise the Lord, it's enough that if every one of us are rooted, that it's enough that we couldn't soak it all up in a lifetime if we tried to. You have a choice to make today. I hope you choose Jesus. Let's pray. God, we come to you today. We thank you for your good word. God, we want to be happy today. Maybe we've been going about that in all the wrong ways, but I pray today that we would find happiness in Jesus Christ, that we would be men and women that delight in your word today and meditate on it. God, I pray that we would be a tree that is rooted in Jesus Christ today. Maybe there are some that do not know Jesus. I pray today that they would repent of their sins, that if they've chosen the world their whole life, that today that they would choose Jesus. Maybe there are some here today, dear Lord, and they've chosen Jesus, but they in a dry season, God, and it may be because of some of the choices they made. It may be that they're just not plugged into the source, dear Lord. It may not be producing much fruit, but God, you don't want us to stay in that shape. So I pray today, God, that we would reach down, that we would seek your word, that we would seek the living water that comes through Jesus Christ, that we would be well-rooted and sustained and be a brother and sister in Christ that produces fruit that is worthy of repentance, dear Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.